Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast to pass your Monday as we begin another week together. And don't forget, by the way, apart from these podcasts, if you tune in tonight at 8 p.m. on my live show, I will be chatting to June Slater, who many of you may be aware of, a formidable voice on social media, very sensible, practical, and based as well. So tune in to hear June and myself put the world to rights at 8 p.m. It's going to be coming out on the Twitters, on the Getters, on the Rumbles, and on the Facebooks, and even the YouTubes. So tune in 8 o'clock, and as we have an hour of conversation together. Okie dokie, let's chat about the fact that Shakespeare is a racist. He's a racist, I tell you. And I now see that a claim being made that Shakespeare has made theatre too white, too male, too heterosexual, and cisgender. This is a new taxpayer-funded study. £800,000 is what it cost, funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council, which should be immediately stripped of all government funding. And this ludicrous survey goes on to tell us that the disproportionate representation of William Shakespeare has propagated white, able-bodied, heterosexual, cisgender, male narratives in theatre. Really? Is that what it's done? Apparently, too many of these plays were just marginalizing communities in the contemporary performance of early plays. So this is the absolute insanity. And this is, you know, this is how your taxes are going. Your taxes are going to fund this kind of absolute drivel. And the fact of the matter is, well, you know my views on Shakespeare. First of all, I don't believe that Shakespeare wrote Shakespeare. I believe that, well, there's different possibilities, but, you know, the fact of the matter is there's the Edward de Vere theory that he was the author, or alternatively Francis Bacon, or maybe a combination thereof. But either which way, you know, those works under the canon, the Shakespearean canon, is probably the greatest work of literature there's ever been, something we should be absolutely proud of. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that back then, just like now, the majority of those writing were white men. Yeah. And they were heterosexual, most likely. There's no such thing as cisgender, so that doesn't mean anything. Cisgender is a made-up word for this particular period in history. It means nothing. White men who were heterosexual wrote extraordinarily brilliant works. That seems to be what's triggered the likes of this study that the Arts and Humanities Research Council has funded. I am extreme, you know. I've been to watch Shakespeare play at the Globe there on the banks of the Thames, because I think that's more or less the location of one of the buildings that the Stratford man owned. I'm choosing my words carefully now, because I differentiate between the Stratford wool merchant, William Shakespeare, and the author of the plays, who I believe is somebody different. In fact, you know, as I've said to you before, the first rabbit hole I ever went down was the Shakespearean authorship, because it's a massive rabbit hole. I mean, you know, just think of it, the biggest con in literary history, suggesting that the illiterate Shakespeare man, William Shakespeare, wrote these amazing gems of works, the human condition, human psyche. And also, of course, don't forget, as well as the, you know, we have the poems, we have the plays, the amazing body of work. And now all we can get is these bitching, government-funded, purple-haired, nose-ring-wearing clowns writing stuff that, well, he was racist and he marginalized people. It was for the able-bodied. Well, of course it was for the able-bodied. Of course it was for the able-bodied. I mean, you weren't having back in the 16th century, you're not having, we need to make sure we've got the correct representation of gay people or trans people or people with one leg or people with no arms or whatever it is. It didn't work like that back then. There we go. That is the sort of stuff that your taxes is paying. You're paying for people to conduct studies that are absolutely detached from all reality, carry no consequence, no substance, totally undeserving. And yet, you know, this is the stuff that the government sits back and, you know, just allows to be funded. I just think it's wicked how our money is spent in these worthless, and these are absolutely worthless pursuits. Fact of the matter is that the Shakespearean work, the Shakespearean canon of work, it is amazing. It is brilliant. It's not racist. It's not able-bodied. It's sublime. It stands alone. And it will be, of course, remembered for many centuries after the drivel produced by this particular piece of work has been long since forgotten.